In Stoic thought, and specifically in later Stoicism, God is viewed as the first rational cause, possessing an intrinsic unity with matter and the world. This unity and connection between God and matter result in an overarching rational order that governs the cosmos. In this perspective, God, as the first cause, directly pervades every particle of the universe and guides the natural order of the world from within. In contrast, by examining the Avicennian theology, it becomes apparent that God is a transcendent and immaterial being who influences the material world through intermediaries. Thus, God is not within matter but occupies the highest rank in the chain of causes. The clash of ideas between these two philosophical schools reveals that Avicenna not only aimed to provide a rational explanation of God and the cosmic order in light of Islamic teachings, but also, despite ontological similarities with Stoic thought, distinctly demarcated his theological position from theirs. In this regard, the present paper will demonstrate, through a comparative analytical approach, that although Avicenna aligns with certain Stoic concepts, particularly in the realms of causality, reason, and the cosmic order, he presents a differing viewpoint. By utilizing the argument of necessity and possibility, along with a focus on Islamic metaphysical discussions such as the metaphysical explanation of causality, Avicenna offers a theological perspective that diverges from Stoicism. In this sense, the dialogue between these two philosophical traditions and their interaction may better elucidate the place of Avicennian metaphysical theology and its relationship with the development of Islamic philosophy and the evolution of metaphysical thought in the Islamic world.